Next up on Express Yourself, we will be speaking with musician Reckless Rooster. Here's a song of his called Makeshift Love. You're listening to Express Yourself on KD&K. I'm Rolly Burley, and next up on today's show, I'm joined on phone by Matthew Robinette, a.k.a. Reckless Rooster, a full-time touring one-man band. How you doing, Rooster?
Doing good.
Good to hear your voice. We also have in the studio here Babs Froda, KD&K volunteer.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Rooster, you are currently playing a show in Eagle and are gracious enough to speak with us on your break. You're going to be performing here in the Valley on Sunday and Monday. So, first off, could you tell us a little bit about where you're coming from?
So, I'm based out of Pinedale, Wyoming, which is 100 miles north of Rock Springs and 70 miles east of Jackson Hole, the little tiny 2,000-person town nestled against the Wind River Range there in Wyoming.
Great. And you are primarily, as we said, a one-man band, although your newest LP did feature a full band. What instruments?
Yeah. What instruments do I play?
Yeah.
I play mostly string family instruments. So I play all of your orchestral instruments and then as well as many of the fretted instruments such as guitar, mandolin, banjo. On the record, I also played the accordion, the harmonica. Let's see, there's mandolin, dobro on there.
Wow.
Primarily, I stick to archtop guitar, dobro, and fiddle, though.
Okay.
Both as my solo career and hiring out to other bands.
Right. So you were about to tell us more about the LP and the full band that backed you up on that. Or did you also play multiple tracks?
So, yeah, actually, on the LP, The Mountain, that I just released on Halloween last year, I actually played all of the instruments. So,
wow.
Reckless Rooster and the Ranch is actually one guy.
Wonders.
It's actually all me.
Wow, that's great. Wow, it must have been kind of a challenge to sync it all up.
It was big. It took probably about 2.5 years to do all the recording, writing all the parts, and kind of getting it all coordinated and edited to where I was finally able to release it. It was a big project for sure.
Are all the songs on the album original?
Yes, all of the recordings are original. They're all original songs, and I wrote and recorded everything. Everything that you hear is all me. There's nobody else.
Wow. And where did your musical education come from?
It comes from a variety of places. I was always interested in music from a really young age. My mother was big into listening to music, and as well as my grandparents were. I feel like I had a pretty good influence there. I started on piano when I was 6, even though I actually wanted to start on the fiddle. But my parents forced me into the piano first, where I later then took up the fiddle. And then from there, it kind of just branched out. When I got to junior high age, I wanted to play in a rock and roll band. So I started learning drums and bass and guitar. And I don't know, a little bit of everything here and there. I did have some education in high school where I played in orchestra and drumline. I did drumline into college, but a lot of my learning has been on my own.
Do you have a preference of instrument?
The fiddle's definitely my favorite, and it always has been. I've probably put the most time into it and probably the most skill at playing the fiddle. I've been doing it for a long time. I've been playing it professionally, hiring out to other bands for the last 5 years. And recently kind of just started incorporating it into some of my own solo music where now at my shows, I actually sing and play the fiddle at the same time.
Wow. I did notice that it features prominently on the new LP, The Mountain, in a lot of the songs.
Yeah, it's very fiddle heavy. There's up to 3 fiddles on some of the songs on the new album.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, what of all those instruments, what was the most challenging to learn?
The fiddle is definitely the most challenging instrument that I know how to play, for many different reasons. Probably some of the main ones, I guess I would say, is the size, where it's very small. And then the fact that it doesn't have frets and that it's a bowed instrument. So there's so much room for error on such a small scale.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a tenth of an inch of your finger being in the wrong spot or your bow being at the wrong angle and you're playing sour notes.
Wow.
So you have to do all of that in coordination, and then, you know, fiddling can get kind of fast sometimes. And so you're trying to coordinate all those things while playing really fast stuff. I'd say it's probably the most difficult.
And why was that the instrument you wanted to play the most when you were younger?
I'm not really sure. I had some friends that were playing it, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. I want to do that. And so, I don't know. I've always been the kind of person where when I see something that I'm interested in that I want to learn or that I want to get into, I go and do that.
Mm. So what are you learning right now?
Well, I've been learning the dobro over the last 2 years. It's on the album a little bit, but it's not super prominent. Some of the future albums here will feature some songs that are a little more heavy on the dobro and songs that I actually wrote on the dobro versus playing guitar and singing. I'm actually playing dobro and singing. I've also gotten a little bit of mastery over it to where I'm at a point that I now hire out to touring bands on the fiddle and the dobro. And wow. So they're kind of digging that.
Could you describe the dobro?
Yeah, the dobro is a resonator guitar that's played flat. So you play it with a bar in one hand and some finger picks on the other.
Wow.
And you play it flat, and it's got that resonator tone to it. You hear it really frequently in bluegrass and country music. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a predecessor to the steel guitar.
And so when you're touring, do you bring all of these instruments with you, and do you loop them?
I do. I travel with a whole bunch of stuff, a bunch of different instruments, a bunch of different music gear. I travel with my two cow dogs, and we kind of just roll around the West and live in an old Chevy G20 van.
And when you're performing, do you use a loop pedal, or how do you tie all the instruments into your show?
I actually don't use loop pedals. It's a personal preference that I don't use loopers, because when I started out performing for people, it was back in my cowboying days when I used to work on ranches, and then, you know, I would sing for people around a campfire at night, and there was no amplification or anything like that used. And I wanted to stick to something that was organic like that, so that if I'm ever in a place and the power goes out, you know, and my loop pedal doesn't work, well, I don't need a loop pedal. So I can still have the full show with or without amplification or power.
That's great. That's really neat.
So for listeners who are interested in seeing the Reckless Rooster perform live, he'll be at the Burning Mountain Pizza in Silts on Sunday from 1 to 3:30, and then at Grove's Black Dog Saloon in Newcastle at 5. And have you performed in this area of Colorado before?
I actually have. I've been performing, I guess, around like the greater Glenwood Springs area for probably about 5 years now. The bar that I'm playing at here over in Eagle, Brush Creek Saloon, I actually haven't played here since about maybe 4 years ago, but I have played in Newcastle off and on for the last 4 or 5 years. So Newcastle's a pretty good spot where I've been playing quite a bit.
Cool. At the Black Dog Saloon?
Not always at the Black Dog. I used to have a little bar in town, but it closed down. So Black Dog's kind of the place I've been playing ever since then.
And you mentioned that you're working on another album. Is this also going to be in the same style as The Mountain, with you performing multiple instruments layered on top of each other?
Yes, it will. I'm currently working on not an album so much, but I'm actually working on a goal of recording and releasing a single every month for the year of 2020.
Oh, wow.
And the hopes are that by the end of the year, we can compile all of the singles into an album. But it will be much in the same style, where I'll sing and play guitar. And then in the recording process, I'll also layer in the fiddle and the dobro, the drums, the percussion, the bass, whatever supplementary instruments I'd like to use as well. So it will be very much like The Mountain, but it'll feature a lot of my newer songs. Many of the songs from The Mountain are, you know, 5+ years old, since it took me so long to record. So a lot of the new songs that I'm currently playing, that are featured on my website or that I play at live shows right now, those will be some of the songs that'll be on the future recordings.
Great. And what's January's single?
I haven't got around to it yet, but I was thinking about maybe doing The House Fire.
Okay.
Is a song that I wrote about burning your house down for the insurance money.
Oh, nice. And what are some of your primary inspirations for the songs that you choose to play?
I would say my greatest inspiration for the music that I write is probably living in rural areas. Since I got out of high school, I've been a cowboy, a mule packer, kind of just a general mountain man. You know, living in a lot of small towns and doing outdoorsy kind of things. So a lot of that has been my inspiration, not just my own life, but, you know, the lives of the people that I'm around at these various small towns. And so a lot of the themes you'll see are country living, you know, maybe rural areas, maybe poverty, maybe cowboying and mule packing sometimes is an influence for that stuff. And just a good, wholesome country, like real country from the real country.
Well, it's been a pleasure to speak with you, Rooster. I hope that the rest of your show goes well in Eagle, and we look forward to hosting you in the Roaring Fork Valley once again at Burning Mountain Pizza and Silts on Sunday at 1 and at the Black Dog Saloon in Newcastle at 5 on Monday.
Yep, that's correct.
All right, we're going to go out on a song that Babs and I really enjoyed called Ghost in This Town. Do you want to share a little bit about that before we play it?
Yeah, sure. Ghost in This Town is kind of a song about being in a really small town and still not having a whole lot of people really know who you are, kind of remaining in obscurity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very relatable. And
yeah.
Great. With that in mind, we'll play it. And thanks again, Rooster.
Yeah, thanks for playing.
I'm just a ghost in this town, floating up and down all the streets I used to roam around. Catch a fleeting glimpse as I pass. Have your eyes deceived you, or perhaps the whiskey in your glass? I am just a deja vu up on the screen. You didn't even notice when you passed me on the street. I am just a figment of your dreams, but you are real to me. Plain and clear as day, I can see you. I'm just here to haunt you. I just want for you to feel my pain. Can't you hear me crying in the rain? Holding my broken heart. I'm just a ghost in this town. I'm just a ghost in this town. Town. I'm just a ghost in this town.